This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Natalie Payne is the Director of Leisure Sales and Special Events at the Kiawah Island Resort. That's the home of the Friendship Cup each and every year. It's a pleasure to welcome Natalie Payne to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Natalie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Tell me what the Friendship Cup is.
So the Friendship Cup, we like to refer to it as golf's fifth major, kind of lovingly. But it is a two-man team amateur tournament. It started 10 years ago, so this is our 10th annual one, so it's a big deal this year. And it really started, to be honest, you know, in the kind of shoulder season to give people a reason to come to Kiawah when you normally wouldn't think about coming in February or March. So what we did was we made it a really good value so that it was very attractive. And we've just had people that come back year after year after year. And we keep adding on, you know, more ridiculous inclusions. And it's just a great value and it's a lot of fun.
Could have had a lot of names, but you chose Friendship.
And I have to tell you, you know, when my boss first threw that out there, I was like, really? You know, like we can't come up with something a little. But he said, no, that's what it is. And, you know, the first year, I think we had maybe 32-man teams, and most of them were his friends, like his college friends, his old work friends, that kind of thing. And then our biggest year has been 96 two-man teams. So, you know, it's really grown. We still like to cap it at 100 teams because we want to kind of protect that more intimate, exclusive experience. But it truly is the Friendship Cup, and people have come and they've met other people that they meet up with throughout the year to play golf at their different private clubs or country clubs. So, you know, the name really has kind of matched what it is.
Talk a little bit about the logistics. It is not necessarily something you qualify for, right?
Nope. It's open to all amateurs. You do have to have a valid handicap. We have, this year especially, you know, we just really want to protect the integrity of the tournament. So we really are kind of enforcing that. So if you don't have a valid handicap, then you do play at scratch. We're also kind of switching up the teams this year. You'll still get to play with your friends on one day for sure. And then the other day, you know, we'll put you with strangers just to keep everyone honest. We are using live scoring as well as paper scoring. So we kind of do both as a backup, but we do have that excitement of the live scoring as well. So, you know, again, just it's open to amateurs, no pros. We do have net rate and gross net team and gross team awards. So if you're a really good golfer, about 2 years ago, we added a prize for the gross team and the top gross individual player. And then the top 10 teams are the top net teams. And then we also added a senior division 2 years ago. And then the second day, if you find yourself in the lower half, we have another competition for the lower half. So everybody's still in it.
You mentioned playing your playing companions. So I gather in many instances, I know you're playing with your team member, but in many instances, you know everybody in the group, or that has been the case?
Well, yeah, like one day we definitely try to put you with the friends that you came with. You know, it's the Friendship Cup and we want you to be able to play with them.
So in many cases, more than two guys come.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we've had up to 20 people come from Chicago together. You know, the more people you bring, and that's what's nice about it, because I know that a lot of guys, they're maybe thinking, oh, well, we do our annual or biannual golf trip, and we just like to go as our little group. Well, what we've found is we have groups of 8 to 16 to 20 guys that will come together. They'll still have their own little group within it, But then it's like turnkey. They don't have to think about anything. It includes the golf. It includes the food. It includes the alcohol. And then you get this amazing amenity package on top of it. This year we're doing a Titleist amenity package worth almost $500. So, you know, you can still stay in an 8-bedroom home and have your time at night with your little group of guys. Or if you have 8 or more guys, we will reserve tables for you at the dinner. So you can also sit together at the dinner. So I encourage people to bring, you know, more than just the 2 or 4 guys, for sure.
We're talking with Natalie Main from the Kiawah Island Resort. We're talking about the Friendship Cup. Taking place when, Natalie?
So this year we've moved it a week further into March. So typically, you know, it's 10 degrees higher, March 10th through the 13th. So you arrive on Thursday. A lot of people play practice rounds, which are not included in the package. So that would be on your own. And then we have an opening dinner Thursday night with a hospitality suite. And then tournament play is Friday and Saturday. And then you depart on Sunday. So March 10th through the 13th. And again, you know, typically it's about 10 degrees higher than the weekend before. We've had it the weekend before the last couple of years, but we wanted to get to that kind of 66 to 70 degree high mark.
How's the quality of golf?
Well, I mean, the ocean course, I would hope that I would hope that most of your listeners are familiar with the ocean course. You know, we just were named number 44 by Golf Digest among the top 100 courses in the world. We moved up from number 60, and then they've also named us number 3 among the top 100 public courses in America. Of course, we've had the Ryder Cup, the 2012 PGA, and then we just announced the 2021 PGA Championship. So, you know, I think the ocean course is on everybody's bucket list, but you don't want to get it beat up both days in the tournament. So the other course is going to be Osprey Point, which is our Fazio course, and it was just renovated in 2014. We've had rave reviews. We regrassed it with Pass Palom and improved all the drainage and did some changes to the bunkering, enlarged the greens. So like I said, we're getting some great reviews on Osprey too. So you're really getting to play our top 2 courses at Kiawah right now.
How's the quality of the golfers that come?
Oh, is that what you were asking?
It was, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought the golf. You know, we have a little bit of everything. We have some scratch and some better than scratch players for sure. But we also have some handicaps in the 20s. So I think you kind of have 2 different kinds of golfers that come to this event. Because the prizes are really good, the top 10 teams win trips to other golf resorts like, you know, Pinehurst and Innisbrook, and we have trips to Ireland this year and Scotland. So some serious golfers come and they're ready to win, but you have other guys that this is just the ultimate buddy weekend for them, you know, and they just want to have fun, and golf is kind of secondary. Like, they're happy to play golf, but they're going to have a few beers on the course and maybe not take it quite so seriously.
How many of the guys bring their better halves?
You know, it's varied. It's definitely grown every year, and we encourage it. We love when the ladies come. It adds a little bit different, you know, feel at night. So on average, it's been to 30 to 40 ladies that have joined us as well. And there's so much for them to do during the day. You know, they can shop in Charleston or go to the spa or play tennis. So it's been, it kind of keeps it happy at home, right?
Well, yeah, and I like the fact that you know, it makes it kind of a different feel at night. I like that.
It does, and you know, it kind of, when there weren't any women there, I think it was a little more rowdy, maybe.
You think?
Yeah, and it's still a little rowdy, but they keep it respectful, and most of the more couples, you know, maybe don't hang out as late in the hospitality suite. So we have guys that play that are 25 up to 75, and everyone just continues to tell us what a great time they have, and they continue to come back.
You mentioned you like to keep the field. You said 100 players, right? 50 teams?
100 teams.
100
would be
teams.
Our max.
200 players. Okay.
Right. And so what we do, so, you know, we want you to have a really good experience on the golf course as well. It is a shotgun tournament. So we split the field. So half will play Ocean the first day, half will play Osprey, and then the second day you'll switch. So it just really allows us to keep up that nice pace of play, and you don't get too backed up.
Is there still availability?
There is. We do still have some teams available, so we would definitely love for people to come.
What's the best way for someone listening this morning to go about doing this?
If you just go to KiowaResort.com, on the homepage, it says, you know, sign up here for the 10th Annual Friendship Cup. So click there. It'll tell you all the details. It'll tell you the package pricing. And then we need a registration form, one per man.
You know, you mentioned your boss coming up with the name Friendship Cup. Has the conversation ever gone into the ladies? Is there ever a talk about maybe doing this with the ladies at some point?
There has been, and we actually just talked about that about a week ago. It's funny that you mention it. But we just, you know, this particular tournament we feel has been successful for men. There may be an opportunity to do a mixed tournament or a couples tournament that we're looking at.
I didn't say that, Natalie.
But for the Friendship Cup for this year, it's going to definitely stick to the men.
Yeah, if it goes mixed, we're going to have to change the name.
Yeah, we'll have to change it a little bit.
She is Natalie Payne, the Director of Leisure Sales and Special Events at Kiowa Island. Go to their website to find out more about the Friendship Cup coming up in March. Natalie, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We hope that everyone will come, and it is a great, great experience.